Michiana Community News. This is Sylvia bringing you Michiana 101. For today's Michiana 101, you'll be hearing some news that's happening in Elkhart Community Schools different ways. You'll be able to hear a little bit about the new superintendent. I got a chance to meet with that new superintendent at one of the community gatherings. You'll also be hearing a public service announcement on bullying. This month, we remember the 2-year anniversary of a 12-year-old girl who took her own life due to bullying. Sometimes we don't know what to do when we're approached by bullying. Bullying is something that is nationwide, and it's not just happening with our young people, it's happening with adults too. Maybe you know somebody that is being bullied. Sometimes it's hard to step in and but sometimes the right thing to do is to tell an adult, even if the person says not to. Telling an adult about bullying is important. A lot of times we struggle within ourselves and we just don't know who to turn to. We will remember the life of a girl who lived a wonderful life, amazing life, but yet she was tormented, as her parents say. That's a strong word. She took her life by suicide. Suicide is something that is real in the world today. A lot of people, especially our youth, think about taking their own lives. And sometimes these youth are living their best life. You don't know what someone's going through on the inside until it's too late. Adults also struggle with suicide and bullying. Bullying is something that's happened at a young age, and it continues clear into adulthood. It's hard when someone's being bullied to welcome others into your life. If you know somebody is being bullied, or you yourself is being bullied, reach out and get the help that you need. Sometimes being a friend to somebody who is being bullied is a good thing to do. Sometimes sticking up and being a friend to the bully, it's him or herself. Maybe that person needs a friend. How can you be kind to somebody on today? How can you be kind to someone who is tormenting you, as they say, and this bullying exclusive you'll hear about? This girl, she would have been 14. Turning 14 this month. She would have been entering freshman, her high school year, preparing for college. She was a wonderful person. I never knew her. But through her stories that people have been told about, through the support that has reached out with the events that her family puts on, she was a remarkable person. She had a bright future ahead of her. Sometimes we need to be a friend to the people who we don't, to the people who treat us wrong. That's a hard thing. Even as adults, we struggle to be friends with everyone around us. While this issue of bullying is geared towards our youth in this program today, we also need to keep in mind there are adults who are being bullied every day. There are adults who are being bullied, but they're not saying anything. There are youth and adults and young people who are thinking about taking their own lives on today, but they don't know where to turn to. Once again, you will hear a PSA on bullying. End of life. Are you yourself a victim of bullying? Or are you yourself the bully? Sometimes people are bullies for no reason. Sometimes they have trauma in their lives, but they don't know how to cope. So they take it on everybody else. Maybe that one person needs to be a friend. There's so much good happening in the world today. We have Easter is approaching us here within a week. This next week is Holy Week. Be sure to take part in any Holy Week events that are happening in and around your local area as we remember and reflect on our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, the sacrifice that he made for us. He died on our sins. He died so me and you can live a life abundantly. If you're struggling on today with anything, especially bullying, be sure to reach out for help. If you're somebody to contemplate and take your own life, reach out for that help. You never know what someone's going through. Have a wonderful day. Take care. And enjoy the sunshine on today. Today's devotional is brought to you by Today is Day One, a devotional that is put out by Christian artist Matthew West. Today's title is 86,400 seconds. Do you know where the 86,400 seconds comes from? Our verse for the day is Psalm 90:12. Teach us to realize the brevity of life, so that we may grow in wisdom. How many seconds are in 24 hours? 86,400. How do I know that? I googled it. But I don't need the internet to teach me that every second is a gift, and not a single one is promised. So how will you spend your seconds today? If you're anything like me, you know how easy it is to get lulled into letting the seconds tick by before realizing that you spent them on things that don't matter. Television, iPhone games, Facebook, and a multitude of other things vie for our attention and often pull us away from what's most important. The enemy would love nothing more than to get you to waste your seconds today on things that don't matter for eternity. Don't let today's seconds run out before taking care of first things first. Commit some of your seconds every day to rest in God's presence. Time spent with God is never wasted. It's time invested, and invested wisely. Make the most of your 86,400 seconds. Starts with asking God to help you to do just that. When we get off track, whisper your prayer and ask God to set your sights and focus on things that matter. How many of us spend seconds a day worrying about life and thinking about this and that? But sometimes we need to pause and think about what we can do to better life with God. There are 86,400 seconds in a day. How many of those seconds are you spending showing kindness to others? Are you spending doing things that should not matter? We all have time in our day to take a break, but often we get distracted by what is and what yet to come. We are superhumans, so we have things that we need to accomplish. There's errands to be run, household chores, food to make. If you are a parent, there's things you have to do as a parent too. And that can be such as taking care of family. Maybe you're someone that runs around like a chicken or enjoys a bunny all day. But maybe you need to take a few seconds to just think about what you're doing. How much time do we spend looking for things that catch our eye, but we don't spend in God's presence? Many of us are addicted to TV, to our phones, whatever. A lot of us are guilty of that. Sometimes, in the 86,400 seconds, maybe we need to take a break, take five, enjoy the quietness of God's presence. The enemy, the devil, would love to do nothing more then can get you to waste a second on things on today that doesn't matter for eternity. He loves to cause trouble for everybody, whatever that may be. Sometimes we need to live life and forget about what is around us. There are times where people just don't get it. The world revolves around them. They do what they want when they want, and they have no care for people in the world. And so one of my favorite lines from this devotional is, the enemy would love nothing more than to get you to waste your seconds today on things that don't matter for eternity. How many of us will sit here and waste time doing things that don't matter? Sometimes we let the devil into our lives and he stays there. But maybe we need to think about how many seconds, minutes can we take to be in God's presence, to enjoy the little things that matter to us. Maybe on today, as you're going down the street, you pray for somebody you meet. Showing kindness is a wonderful thing to do. Sometimes that simple act of kindness brings joy into the life of others. Making the most of your 86,400 seconds starts with asking God to help you just do that. Waking up on today is a blessing. Maybe we all need to take a few seconds to thank God and to admire the others around us, thanking them for what they do. There are people out there who are unappreciated for what they do. And it shows. Our teachers are putting in hundreds of hours a year into the life of their children, but it goes underappreciated most of the time. They're not getting paid enough. The people that are here to serve and protect us, our firefighters, paramedics, and police officers, are there, available 24/7, 365, but they're not getting thanks for saving the lives of us. They try, but they're also human. They take care of devastation. They come upon difficult situations. They sometimes don't go home to a family. And we put them down. One bad apple ruins it for the whole bunch. We have the people who the jobs are definitely unappreciated, and that's the people who collect our garbage. They have one of the most, probably one of the disgusting jobs alive, maybe. They pick up our trash, but they're not appreciated for what they do. There's a lot of unappreciation going around. Sometimes our jobs are never done. So maybe you on today need to take time, out of the 86,400 seconds, to think about what you can do to spend more time with God, how you can take a break for everyday life, whatever that may look like. The enemy would love nothing more than to get you to waste your seconds today on things that don't matter for eternity. What are some things that don't matter for eternity? Which we all do it. Some of the things that we spend most of our time on are television, iPhone games, or Facebook. We're addicted to video games. We're addicted to technology. Everybody's addicted to technology in one form or another. It all depends on how much time you spend on that technology. There are times where we need to stop, think, and listen to what God is telling us on today. Today is day one. There are 86,400 seconds in a day. How many other seconds are you spending on worrying about what the enemy wants you to worry about instead of focusing on what God has promised you? Be sure to take time for yourself on today. Find ways to be kind to one another. Find ways to enjoy the 86,400 seconds that you have on today. Take care. And remember that Jesus loves you and he's there for you 24/7, 365 days a year.
Something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good, brought to us by the Elkhart Community School Corporation. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, today's Tell Me Something Good is about an incredible resource for high school students in our area. Truly so impressive. Brandon Akins, the director of the Elkhart Area Career Center at Elkhart Community Schools, is joining us this morning. And Brandon, we were talking just a second ago. My husband and daughter and I recently toured the Elkhart Area Career Center, and we were so impressed. I mean, it's not the career center I remember back from my high school days like 1,000 years ago. Describe the center to our listeners.
Yeah, and Tracy, thank you so much. It's good to speak with you this morning. And I think that's one of the things when I talk to community groups that I try to frame for them. You know, many of us that are from this area, grown up in this area, may have a perception of the Career Center possibly when we were in secondary school and what it looked like. And, you know, that vision may be from 1986 or 96 or 2006. It's quite different now. And I think the things that we try to promote is that our center is for all students. And the availability of programming, the broad scope of programming that we have, really caters to students at all different levels. And so if a student is not looking at post-secondary as an option, that isn't something that interests them, there are definitely programs here that will prepare them to enter the workforce mm-hmm. at a step above what that entry level is. It'll give them the skills, the credentials that they need to enter the workforce. We also have students that maybe see post-secondary training as being a piece of what they do, but maybe not the traditional four-year route. Maybe mm-hmm. they're looking at an 18-month to two-year tech route, and our program allows to position themselves not only with the tech skills and the knowledge, but also scholarship opportunities through competitions that they're available here, whether at the Career Center. And then we also have those students that are the four-year college-bound and beyond students. And this is a great way for those students to come in and really try something on at no cost to the student or the family to make an informed decision as they get towards the end of their high school journey.
Tell me about some of the programs, though. There are so many programs that you guys offer.
Yes, and I think the thing that I always start with is, you know, the traditional programs that people may remember from that 86, 96 and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
We have cosmetology programs. We have auto service programs. We have welding programs, so more traditional. And the thing about all three of those programs and many of our programs is we are an early college career center. So our rigor and the level of expectations is at a high level for our students, and our students can reach that level. And I think that's important that we all acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also then look in a number of those areas that there are certifications that come out that mean way much more than the college credit for that student entering the field. And not just the student entry field, but the business partners that are going to receive them into the field. That credential means something to them. But we also have programs that have developed over the last decade or so that are responsive to the local needs that we see. And I think that is one of the best aspects of the Career Center is our ability to pivot in directions that match the current trends that we see. So within the last 10 years, programs like surgical services have come on board. You know, surgical services is a direct outcome of conversations with Beacon Medical Group and other healthcare providers in the region. They come to us with the need, we develop programming, we want to springboard students in that direction. Programs like you mentioned, early childhood education, this is a great opportunity for students to get that industry credential at no cost, be able to enter the field if they choose to do that as a licensed preschool instructor. But some of those students, they want to take that beyond and go into the bachelor's mm-hmm. program. Our criminal justice program has continued to expand over the years. We're serving in excess of 120 students with not only the college level work, but industry credentials that allow them to slide into that immediately after graduation. And so I think that's what we look at time and time again, is how do we keep a finger on the pulse of not only our local job market, but really the regional, state and beyond, and provide students those necessary skills and outcomes so that they can position themselves where they're going to do it right here in our region, which is what we hope.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have aspirations to go somewhere else, how does that transfer with, you know, we serve 10 partnering school districts in our region. Many of these students that enter a program have never had a relationship with those students in that classroom prior to entering our program. When they enter a program at the Career Center, if they spend 2 years with us, that's about 25% of their high school career. You develop some pretty long-standing relationships that are based on common interest at that point. And I think that is one of the great things that comes out of our programming for our students. We also have a lot of our students, alumni, that return to us in one form or another, participate in our events. Heck, we have a number of our alumni that teach for us currently. And so I think that is a real stamp of approval that the students see the value in this. And then they want to continue to be engaged with it because I think they feel the mission is important to our community.
Brandon, just thank you for what you're doing, you know, to prepare our students for career, maybe college, life. It's just so incredibly important. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Tracy. We appreciate the time today. And I think it's important that we acknowledge, you know, this is very much in line with Elkhart Community Schools, the Elkhart Promise, you know, to ensure that all of our students are college, career, and life ready.
And Tell Me Something Good today, brought to us by the Elkhart Community School Corporation.
Tell me something good.
Leo Allred was born in 2000.
Here is some positivity uplifting from Finding Joy. Life facts. Number one, time will pass. Number two, you only have today. Number three, do your best. Number four, be brave. Five, be okay with learning. Six, find boundaries. Seven, make today someday. Number eight, mindset matters. Number nine, love your heart. Number 10, give back. And finally, live with passion. These are some uplifting words from Finding Joy. You can chime in on her Facebook page called Finding Joy. And the words are original by Rachel Marie Martin. You can also find more information about her at findingjoy.net. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Something good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell me something good, brought to us by Elkhart Community Schools.
There are few things in the world that have the power to bring people together like music. Tracy Weirig, an intense intervention teacher at Elkhart Community Schools, is using her musical talents and passion to make a difference in her students' lives every day. Tracy joins me this morning. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
You are creating specialized music lessons for amazing students who may just need a little extra help. Tell us more about that.
Well, thanks for asking. As you said, I'm an intense interventions teacher. That means I work with kids who are the most cognitively disabled kids in our school district. And what I wanted to do is create musical opportunities for them that were not performance-based, but rather let them play and experiment with music, because we know that there are so many benefits to studying music for all students.
Absolutely. And from the sounds of it, these students aren't just practicing their musical abilities, they're also developing some skills along the way, aren't they?
Definitely. There are many studies that tell us that playing with music can make the brain do really cool things. Like, for instance, what they found is for active music makers, there are signals in the brain that can move more quickly from the left hemisphere to the right and vice versa, and through more complex routes. So what that tells us is music makers have a brain that's kind of like an athlete. It can move really quickly. So, you know, music is fun, but it also does really cool things to the brain and to help children in their lives.
Absolutely. And it's soothing as well, isn't it? Do you find that it helps their stress level?
Yes. So in each of my lessons, we have a calming down song. We have I have a lesson plan, and we always have the calming down song before the goodbye song. So it helps kids to self-regulate. I have some three-year-olds who are just starting preschool. And, you know, it's hard to start something new. So just transitioning into a school setting, we use music to try to get them engaged in their circle time activities. And I'm helping the teachers, too, to learn how to use music in an effective way with their students.
Absolutely. Do you have any stories we can share about how these classes are impacting your students?
Sure. I mean, music helps all students, but there are a few stories that stand out to me. I have one student in one of the middle schools who does some self-harm. So she might hit herself or bite herself or scratch herself. And her behavior therapist takes data on how often she does this. And what we found was that during my music sessions, she doesn't self-harm at all. So we go from a student that's self-harming almost continuously during the day to eliminating that behavior during music time. And that feels very significant to me.
Oh,
it's not a musical
amazing.
Outcome. Yeah, it's not a musical outcome, but it's something that helps their lives. At the high school we have a very unique program where I do my classes with the help of peer mentors. So I have about 20 students with disabilities and I have about 30 peer mentors. And those peer mentors kind of set the example of how to enter into music in an enthusiastic way. And then the special ed students do it too because their friends are doing it. And then additionally, those peer mentors teach them how to play an instrument. So we get to do an instrumental ensemble at the high school. And it's very special because of course it helps the special education students, but the peer mentors, it's deeply affecting as well. They're finding out that it's not just about them, that it's about the person that they're helping. And when they help others, they're actually helping themselves also. And that feels very, very powerful.
Oh, it definitely feels great to help others. How does what you do in music education reflect the district schools for its students?
Well, we have the Elkhart Promise, Elkhart Community Schools Elkhart Promise is to know every student by name. So the work of these music programs show that the goal doesn't just apply to neurotypical students, that it applies to neurodiverse students as well.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Just helping students grow and be the best they can be. And it seems you guys are doing everything you can in Elkhart Community Schools to do just that.
Absolutely. I feel very lucky that I get to do this work. I feel very lucky that our administration has allowed me to do this work. And yes, my own children went to Elkhart Community Schools. They had a great experience, and I feel great about what we're doing in the district.
Tracy, thanks so much for sharing your part of it this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
Tell me something good.
Is another positive word from Finding Joy. These are original words by Rachel Marie Martin. Today, you have a choice. You can choose between anger and love, division and unity, frustration and hope, selfishness and giving, turning away and showing up. Choose kindness, and the choice is simple. It's hard to regret being kind. Take care.
To us by Elkhart Community Schools. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, whether you've had a child go to college or yours is getting ready, it could be incredibly exciting, but also really stressful. A lot of students begin college a little unsure of their major, worried about the financials, all of those things. And one Elkhart High School alumni says the dual credit she took advantage of while in school helped her not only get her college experience off on the right foot, but also her career. Dejanae Johnson is joining me this morning. Dejanae, you really put yourself in a position when you were in high school that a lot of students would envy. Tell us about it.
Yes, so coming in as a freshman at Elkhart Memorial, I was given to be admitted into the early college program, which allowed me to earn credits while still in high school, earning high school credits. By the time I was about to graduate high school, I actually walked and graduated with my associates from Ivy Tech a week or two before I actually graduated from high school. With those credits, I was allowed to earn my academic scholarships from colleges and walk into college as a freshman, being academically named as a sophomore. From there, I was able to graduate in 2.5 years to 3 years instead of 4, debt free, and now I'm on my way to getting my master's.
Gosh, that's amazing. What kind of dual credit classes did you take?
I took classes like speech, math, English, and science. You know, like the busy work classes you typically would get your freshman year in college. I was able to get those out of the way. You know, I was happy that I didn't have to worry about those, like, you know, struggling my freshman year. It really gave me more time to figure out what I really wanted to study. I came undecided and I thought I liked kinesiology, but I was thankful enough to have the time to figure out really like occupational therapy and psychology.
Fantastic. And you know, I think a lot of students worry, are they going to be harder? How did these dual credit classes compare to your normal classes?
When it came to dual credit classes, they were definitely a lot more assignments due, and they were weighted differently than my regular classes were. We actually had used a different Canvas for some dual classes, and to show how college assignments were turned in, you know, showed us the syllabus and even how, you know, the grading book worked for that course. But as students, it allowed us to see what it would really be like to have the workload and what the expectations would be like as a college student, along with the fact that our classes were more one-on-one than any of our other classes, which we appreciated because it was part of the district of our promise to know every student by name and to prepare us for college or careers, and the structure for those classes to fill both of those aspects.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it prepares you for sure. Do you have any favorite, well, tell me something good memories from any of these classes?
Oh, yes. I definitely love speech, mostly because I was able to do those with my friends, and the classroom was like 15 students. Instead of being with a bunch of strangers or a class of like 25 plus people in it, it made the class a lot more enjoyable and made speaking probably more comfortable. I know that doing speech in college experience is a lot more stressful.
Absolutely, definitely. That's definitely anxiety inducing. So good to have that out of the way. And you know, earlier you mentioned that you started your master's debt-free, and I have a student in college. I mean, I these bills are real. How does that feel to you?
To know that I was able to get my degree without hurting my parents' pockets or even myself, and I was able to achieve my degree is wonderful. I am the oldest of six siblings, so it's great to know that college costs were one less thing to worry about. Now I'm able to move forward and pursue my master's with now two of my siblings doing the exact same thing as me, only now they will be able to be done with their undergrad in 2 years instead of having, you know, due to having the privilege of, you know, having an early start to the early college program and being part of the Career Center here in Elkhart area.
Absolutely. It's a big deal. My daughter took them as well, and it saves a lot of money. So, hey, what would you tell students who are just considering dual credit classes?
I'd say go for it. You know, it just makes sense to get up and get that early jump on your education or career if you can. You know, why not knock these classes out ahead of time and graduate with less years than you need to? On top of being able to save more, if not possible, more money in the process, it saves you, you know, a lot of time in the long run.
Absolutely. Dejanay, thank you so much for sharing your story with our listeners who might include students who are just wondering if dual credits is worth it. You've definitely showed us how much it is. So congratulations to you. You have such a bright future.
Thank you for having me.
And today's Tell Me Something Good brought to us by Elkhart Community Schools.
Pint of Melt.
Looking for a word of encouragement? Here's something from Finding Joy, titled Live In. Live in love, not hate. Live in hope, not anger. Live in truth, not rumor. Live in kindness, not rudeness. Live in generosity, not selfishness. Live in peace, not frustration. Live in joy, not doubt. Live in the moment, not fear. Live in love. And these are original words by Rachel Marie Martin. You can chime in on her Facebook page called Finding Joy, or you can also find more information about her on findingjoy.net from her book titled The Brave Art of Motherhood. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Gil Ulred was born in 2009. Pictures show she loved reading, sketching, camping, and laughing with her family and friends. But Rio's photo album stops. In 2022, 12-year-old Rio Ulred died by suicide.
It is like looking through anybody's photo album now, you know, like Rio, who could be my kid?
That's the difference between our photo album and most other people's. This one has an end.
Her family says for months before her death, Rio was tormented at school by classmates. the seventh grader had lost her hair because of alopecia. She had told her family about the relentless bullying, and they had tried to help through advice and by reaching out to the school district.
We gave real options. We said we can switch schools. Her dad lived in a different school district. We could homeschool, or she could stay. And she wanted to stay.
Today?
Nearly 2 years ago, 12-year-old Rio Ulrich died by suicide. Her family says she was relentlessly bullied. Suicide is never the answer, but Rio's family wants to make sure the conversation around these difficult topics continues.
This album is special. It holds pictures and precious memories.
What birthday was this?
I think that's three.
But Nikki and Aaron Ball can't spend a lot of time looking back.
She was just brilliant. She was so smart. She's very creative. And she was very funny. Very animated. Very bouncy.
Rio Ulrich was born in 2009. Pictures show she loved reading, sketching, camping, and laughing with her family and friends.
What are the things that you hold on to?
I hear her laugh a lot.
But Rio's photo album stops. In 2022, 12-year-old Rio Ulrich died by suicide.
It is like looking through anybody's photo album now, you know, like Rio, who could be my kid?
That's the difference between our photo album and most other people's. This one has an end.
Her family says for months before her death, Rio was tormented at school by classmates. The seventh grader had lost her hair because of alopecia. She had told her family about the relentless bullying, and they had tried to help through advice and by reaching out to the school district.
We gave Rio options. We said we can switch schools. Her dad lived in a different school district. We could homeschool, or she could stay. And she wanted to stay, so we stayed.
Her family says she endured more than she shared. And on March 14th, 2022, Rio never woke up.
It's a nightmare. It is a cautionary tale now.
There's obviously guilt, a lot of it, so it's probably ill-placed guilt.
For the past 2 years, her family has been on a mission. After Rio's death, the family created Rio's Rainbow. Their mission of bully prevention, alopecia awareness, and suicide awareness remains the same, but their focus is shifting.
Trying to build a little bit healthier community, but at the same time, realizing that the schools can't really do anything.
Rio's Rainbow is shifting from making changes in schools to making changes in communities. Last year, a coalition of parents traveled to the State House to pass anti-bullying legislation. And now they want lawmakers to consider a child safety state of emergency because children like Rio are suffering with bullying, mental health struggles, and violence.
We have chosen to honor Rio's memory, but also acknowledge the fact that there's a reason why we are in this spot right now.
They say the situation is too dire to not speak up.
It's important though, Kristen. It really is important to do these things.
The hope is children like Rio can be saved as long as the conversation keeps going.
We're not going to stop. We're not going to just let it go or just say that this is the best we can do. We tried.
And while Rio's photo album has empty pages now, her story isn't over. Her impact is long-lasting.
Be kind. Just be kind.
It costs $0 and 0 cents to be kind.
It doesn't have to be such a nasty world.
We sat down with a panel of experts to talk about the impacts of bullying on our nation's youth. They discussed how you can talk to your children and how to navigate the system to find support.
At Mishawaka High School, we have kind of a three-tiered process. Is someone being mean? Is someone being rude? Or is someone bullying you?
I don't think parents have to make the determination themselves on whether something is bullying or not. And so that's where that safety reporting comes in. If you're not sure, just report it. A lot of school districts have investigative protocols, and they are trained to, make those determinations. So I think it's okay to report.
For parents, I think one of the key factors is it's something that's gone on, and they do feel that need for a quick fix. And we try to say, when I'm dealing with parents, to say, the other end of that is still a child. So we need to go through all of those pieces.
You can watch our entire half-hour special, Navigating the Bully Zone, now on our website and on YouTube. In the studio, Kristen Bean, WSBT 22 News.
Rio's Rainbow is...
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Move mountains. We're gonna walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves. I'll rise up, in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I do it a thousand. Silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Ooh, mountains, bring it to its feet.
Indiana Families Resource Center is officially open. So this morning on Summer Spotlight, we're sharing what services you and your families can now benefit from. Located off of Bristol Street in Elkhart, this is just one of nine pilot locations being opened up all across the Hoosier State. Now, some of you may have already seen these new spaces. Now, these are some of the photos from the center itself. The five-year Strengthening Indiana Families project
is federally funded to help create programs like the center to address the maltreatment of children while also promoting strong, healthy families here at home. So joining us live this morning is the center's coordinator, Nicole Hagen. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning.
First things first, hey, it has been a busy few weeks here for you guys over at the center. Now, you officially opened up on February 20th. So can you tell our viewers how that grand opening was these first few weeks in business?
Yes, the first few weeks have been awesome. We have had clients trickling in. What we're here for is to provide resources. So a lot of people have been reaching out to provide resources.
And when we talk about resources, you know, tell me first a little bit more about your mission.
Our mission is to educate to protect children and strengthen families. So by providing resources, we are providing different things that families need. So that could include mental health services, medical services, food, clothing, baby items, safety items for the little ones crawling around.
And when I hear all of this, I'm like, that is a lot to take over, you know? Is the community able to help you guys out? Like, do you guys take donations, or where do these services come from?
So we're fully funded through the state, but we would love donations. And so that is something that we are hoping to work on in the next few months to year to really work on getting different donations.
And so far, what has that turnout been like? Have people realized that you guys are open just yet? Or is today a good thing that, hey, we're getting the word out?
I think it's a little bit of both. We are partnering with lots of different agencies in Elkhart County, and they are also helping us get the word out as well.
And it's important to know too, Mishiana, that they hold weekly events. There's things going on throughout the week that you and your family can go and be a part of too. Can you walk us through what some of those opportunities are for our families and kids?
Yes. So weekly we offer tot time, which is bring your toddler in. We have a play area. You can come play one-on-one. We have lots of different developmental toys. We have a reading space that has books from all different ages, and so you can bring your children in, they can pick a book out, and they can take one home with them. We also are offering parenting support groups and family fun nights, so we're doing a craft night here coming up in the next couple of weeks. So you can come create whatever craft you want, or we have some different ideas that you can use as well and bring your kids. We also have different games in the center as well, so if you don't want to do a craft, we have lots of different games that you can do with your family.
Right, so really no matter what your kid or even yourself are into, there's different ways to really connect and kind of come together. Because I thought it was really cool, on your website you mentioned that, you know, kids don't come with a manual. Can you explain that a little bit for
that
us?
That is very true. So we see, you know, school-age kids, we see toddlers, we see teenagers, and each child is different. And so sometimes the way you're going to parent one child is not the same you're going to parent another child. And so sometimes we need those extra supports and resources in your village to maybe help support you while you're maybe dealing with a difficult situation.
Perfect. Is there anything else you think we need to know here this morning before we head out the door?
We are excited to have all of our families come through the door. So please come visit us. Even if you just want a tour or you want to see what we have going on, please come see us.
And quickly, I completely forgot to mention, too, community partnerships. Talk to me a little bit about what that means and what that means for businesses and community members.
Yeah, so we are partnering with different agencies to provide their services at our center. And so that can be DV support, that can be parenting classes, that can be different support groups. That can be legal services, or at least access to legal services, or a start of that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So there are really all sorts of different avenues that families can take. And this is all free?
Yes.
Okay, so families can really just come walk in the door and kind of say, hey, this is where I'm at and where I might need some help.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. Otherwise, Mishiana, if you would like to stay up to date on those different opportunities to go and get you and your family involved, not only at the center, but really with each other, head to Family Resource Center, Elkhart County, Indiana. This is their Facebook page. It has all of those events listed as well. Otherwise, you can head right to the Elkhart Branch's website that you saw a little bit earlier. And stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
And this morning on a very special Learning Curve segment, a new era at Elkhart Community Schools. Dr. Larry Huff is now the superintendent after taking over Steve Tallheimer, who announced his resignation just about a year ago now. Huff was chosen over five other candidates after a unanimous vote in by the school board. And now you get the chance this morning to meet the man helping to lead the district. So really, without further ado, joining us live this morning is Superintendent Dr. Larry Huff. Good morning.
Good morning, Summer. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, and congratulations to you on this new position. I'm so excited to share more kind of about who you are with the district and Michiana. So can you tell us a little bit about your background?
I certainly can. I had the pleasure of serving as the Chief Academic Officer in my latest position in Pike Township, which is located right outside of Indianapolis, Indiana. I worked there for approximately 17 years, so it was a great time in my life. I had a pleasure of serving as a principal, as a teacher, and then lastly, I worked at central office. But more importantly, I'm a dad of three kids, three amazing grown kids who are doing amazing things in life. So overall, I'm a pretty happy guy. I'm really excited to be here as the next superintendent of Elkhart Community Schools.
Oh, and I love to hear that you're kind of now adopting Michiana kids as your own, with those three grown kids as well. But tell us a little bit more, now in the superintendent capacity, what is your vision here for the district?
I believe in dreaming big. I believe Elkhart can be the destination district for this region, but also for the state of Indiana. And I'm going to claim that. I believe that our students very early on need to be excited about coming to school. We need to make sure that we are preparing our students to be not only active members of the school community, but the community at large. I know there's a lot of work that needs to be done in increasing literacy scores and math student achievement. And I think that I have the right people in place to make sure that that happens. My vision, if I come back here a year from now, is to say that, hey, we've increased our scores in I Read scores, I Learn scores, and also we're having increased student enrollment in Elkhart. I want it really to be a great place for kids and for families, and it already is there.
Well, I'm going to pencil that in a year from now, Michiana. We're going to talk to Dr. Larry Huff and see how we're doing, okay?
Okay, hold me to it.
Well, hey, otherwise, we've got 12,000 students that you are now the face of. I mean, that is quite the big task. So really, what are you taking those tactics from your years with Indianapolis now to here to help improve education and really the overall experience in our Elkhart Community Schools?
Well, I think one of the most important things as a new superintendent is to be very visible in your community. You need to be invested into your community. So this week, in the next few weeks, I have a lot of opportunities to meet our community, our parents, our business partners at our community open houses, and you can find more information about that on our website. And then also I'm doing individual school visits to make sure that I'm hearing from the staff about what they love about their schools, but also some areas of opportunities where we can improve. And then lastly, I think it's important to the kids to get to know who you are. And so going to the elementary schools, I had a great time with the kindergartners the other day. Kindergarten teachers, you deserve all the money in the world. But I will say that for me, knowing my community will be a great start, and listening to them as I begin this work will be helpful for me.
And I'm so glad you touched on that, because on Friday, you had the chance to go around and meet some of these students and staff members. We've got photos of you here up on our screen right now. But as we are talking about hitting the ground running, really, what are your biggest school concerns that you hope to tackle early on? I mean, anything from, you know, reading and math levels, safety, anything like that as well.
I will say, early K through 2 literacy are some things that I need to tackle early. There's been some legislation that has come out of the state of Indianapolis that I want to make sure that my teachers know about, and also my district admin are aware of, so we can tackle those issues and make sure that we're creating learning experiences that will prepare our students, particularly our early students, to be ready to learn as they enter our school doors, as they do from pre-K all the way through the Elkhart system. So pretty much, I want to make sure that we're focusing on early literacy to make sure that our teachers understand the aspects of science of reading, but also our students are getting great experiences early. So I hopefully that will see some increase in our student achievement levels at our early grades.
And as we are looking ahead, tell me about what you are looking forward to most now in this new role as superintendent.
What I'm looking most forward to is hearing the feedback from our families. I believe that a superintendent can't have a full vision until you hear the stakeholders of who you serve. And I'm a servant leader at heart. And so I'm looking forward to really engaging with our community. I'm looking forward to also making sure I meet our students. And then lastly, I'm looking forward to seeing what my vision being impacted and input here, making sure that we increase that student achievement level. It's very important. I want Elkhart, again, to be the destination where our families choose.
Well, Ms. Shianna, now Superintendent Dr. Larry Huff, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Summer, thank you. I appreciate it.
And stick with us. We're going to be right back after this.
The colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, Every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. As long as I shall live, I will testify the love. Be a witness in my silence, says the words are not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify the love. From the mountains to the valley, rivers to the sea, every hand that reaches out, every hand that reaches out to offer peace, every simple act of mercy, every step the kingdom
straight up lost your mind. Tried so hard to stay ahead, but you keep falling behind. Life is gonna pull you down, make it hard to see. But a little change in your point of view could be just what you need. There's always a reason to always choose joy. Sunshine, then here come the clouds. You can laugh or you can cry when it all falls apart. But I believe the more you laugh, the more you heal. There's always a reason to always choose joy. There's something deeper that the world can't destroy. Smile when you think you can't smile. Get up and dance, smile. There's a bigger plan.
Hold on just a little bit longer.
change the colors to my phone. Orange Kool-Aid go good with Patron. No, hell no. With Silver ringtone, free car wash. Had to clean up the Dodge. Get back when I can, just playing my part. Church folks had a fish fry. Mustard, hot sauce, light bread, french fry. Love for the big guy. Hit the park. Boys showing off the hops. Nappy Roots on the radio. And you know what about last night? Hit the pick three. Bought some Air Force Ones. Full tall D's. Man, I love the BG.
Be a kind person on today. Remember, you have 86,400 seconds to make a difference in the life of someone around you. Maybe you need to make better choices. If you are somebody that has been bullied or you are bullying others, please find help. If you're somebody that's contemplating taking your own life, connect with 988, the suicidal hotline. To talk to somebody. Find ways to get connected within your community. Let us remember that Jesus died for our sins. As we approach Holy Week this next week, we remember the life that Jesus had. We know that He may die for our sins, but here in a week, He will be risen, and we get to celebrate who Jesus is. Sometimes we need to take a second to relax. Let us go about today thinking of ways to be kind and remembering the week that Jesus had leading up to Him dying on the cross. It was a sad occasion. He prayed. People were terrified. But we rejoice knowing that Jesus is alive. He will be alive again on Easter Sunday. Find ways to take care of yourself on today, whatever that may look like. Here in Indiana right now, the sun is shining. The weather is semi-cold, but it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day when we are woken up on today. It's a beautiful day when somebody out there is showing kindness to you. It's a beautiful day. In the 86,400 seconds that you can make a difference on today. May the Lord bless and keep you. May His face shine upon you and give you peace. Have a beautiful and blessed day.